FNC's Carlson, Let Them Use Knives, or Else. By Jeff Poore on April 23, 2021. Thursday, FNC's Tucker Carlson decried the reaction to the Makia Bryant incident in Columbus, Ohio, which seemed to shrug off Bryant's wielding of a knife. Carlson mocked those reactions that ranged from the abolishment of police to the downplaying of the presence of a knife. Transcript as follows. Carlson, good news tonight. After a decades-long search by a Blue Ribbon Commission of internationally renowned experts from McKinsey & Company and Yale Law School, the Democratic Party announced that it has finally identified the single most grotesque, most dystopian, most anti-human policy ever adopted by a Western government. They have been looking hard to find that, as you may have noticed. At a triumphant press conference yesterday, leading Democrats unveiled their findings, which are now a plank in the party's platform. They're going to allow children to stab each other. Now, stabbing people has long been taboo in this country, especially for those under the age of 18. For decades, young Americans have hidden their switchblades, their stilettos, their K-bars and machetes. Kids were forced to live as if plunging blades into strangers was something to be ashamed of, instead of a normal, healthy part of childhood. But no more. Knife fights are human rights. Stabbing can finally come out of the closet. In some ways, it's a return to the future. The right to stab has been restored to the pantheon of freedoms our Mayan ancestors enumerated thousands of years ago in our founding document, the Declaration of Diversity. Going forward, allowing children to stab others will be enshrined in law, alongside America's other core foundational rights: the right to commit voter fraud, the right to free body piercings, the right of trans illegal aliens with pituitary disorders to become fighter pilots. These are the rights upon which this nation was founded. The rights the Democratic Party exists to protect. Now, not everyone embraces the news. Some call the reform of child sacrifice. Of course, they did. As Kamala Harris often points out, bigots hate progress. They want to take this country back to the dark ages, a time when America's residential neighborhoods were safe, and people liked each other. But there's no going back. On Tuesday, some Neanderthal in Columbus, Ohio, a racist probably, called 911 to complain about an attempted stabbing, which at the time, if you can believe it, was considered a bad thing. Listen. Begin audio clip. Caller, these girls over here trying to fight us, trying to stab us, trying to put their hands on our grandma. Get here now. We need a police officer here now. End audio clip. Carlson, someone is trying to stab us and get our grandma. We need a police officer here now. Now if your first thought when you heard those words was, calm down. Racist, stabbing people is an important part of childhood development. If that was your response, give yourself an equity ribbon. There may be a job for you on MSNBC primetime. A stabbing? What's the harm there? That was our thought. And then we saw a clear version of the tape of what happened next. And we will concede that just for a moment, we wondered if allowing kids to kill people with knives was really the enlightened idea. They told us it was. So we will let you decide. Here's a teenager called Makia Bryant. She's the one with the knife. She was seconds from plunging that knife into someone else when the police arrived. Begin video clip. Unidentified female, I'm going to stab the bleep out of you, bleep. End video clip. Carlson, so it doesn't matter who you voted for or what your views of modern America are. You don't need to guess watching that tape what was happening. If you listen carefully, you can hear someone say it. I'm going to stab the F out of you. And there's no question she was going to do that. Her hand was in the air. The knife was heading into the downstroke. The other girl was just an instant from being stabbed. So if the cop wanted to save that girl, he had to shoot and he did. Now, we're not crime scene investigators, but that was our conclusion after watching it several times. Kiara Yakita of the Black Liberation Movement in Central Ohio had a very different take, and honestly, it's possible she is more experienced with these things. As she told the Washington Post, quote, as soon as the officer got out of the car, he had the gun ready to shoot somebody. Law enforcement and city officials are rushing to make excuses because she had a knife. Those excuses are not valid to me. So know this, America. Those excuses are not valid to Kiara Yakita or indeed the entire Black Liberation Movement in Central Ohio. those excuses being one person stabbing another person to death in front of the police. Kiara Yakita knows exactly how a Naval Police Department would handle a situation like that. It's not hard. You just do this. Watch. Video clip from movie The Big Boss plays. Carlson, wake up America's law enforcement. If Bruce Lee can do that in one of his finest feature films, there's no reason that police officers in Columbus, Ohio can't do the same thing. Yes, there was an attempted murder in progress, and that's common in kung fu movies. But it doesn't mean you need to use firearms. Using a gun to save a life is not affirming. It's not equity, even if the girl that cops saved was also an African American. If that police officer had read Ibram X. Kendi, he had been trained in the principles of anti-racism, and he would have produced a pair of soft foam nunchucks and disarmed the assailant or just let the girl get stabbed. Someday soon, Merrick Garland's Justice Department will send out a dissent decree mandating just that, we have no doubt. In the meantime, though, MSNBC pointed out, we know for a fact that that cop was a racist because he didn't even bother to ask Mikia Bryant what her grade point average was, or whether she had a popular TikTok account, if you can even imagine. Begin video clip. Jason Johnson, professor, Morgan State University. Mikia Bryant, a 16-year-old girl in Columbus, Ohio, called the police for help. An officer was on the scene and in 22 seconds, he shot her dead. An honor roll student who is making TikTok videos on makeup and hair. This has to stop, and still 40 minutes after that ruling, a 16-year-old girl can be shot in front of her house. So no, I'm not hopeful, because unless there was wholesale change, abolishment of this institution that continues to fail tax-paying black people in this country, everything else is just fanciful thinking. End video clip. Carlson, so who is that guy? And what does he know? That's Jason Johnson of MSNBC. He is an accredited scholar. He teaches communication at Morgan State in Baltimore. Professor Johnson has looked into this and he has concluded that if kids can't continue to stab people in their own driveways, we're going to have to abolish the police. Any institution that will not allow child stabbings doesn't deserve to exist. And then the ACLU affirmed this. We'll say it again, the former civil liberties organization declared on Twitter. A system that kills children with impunity cannot be reformed. You know who nodded as she read that? Bree Newsom. Newsom doesn't work at the ACLU. She's not some fancy academic genius like Jason Johnson. She's a full-time below BLM protester. She is a child of the rough and tumble, a poet of the streets, who also happened at one point to study film at the Tisch School at NYU. According to Bree Newsom, quote, teenagers have been having fights, including fights involving knives for eons, meaning a very long time. We do not need police to address these situations by showing up to the scene and using the weapon against one of the teenagers. Right? Just because someone is getting stabbed doesn't mean you have to stop it, racist. Children have been stabbing their friends forever. Get over it. Let kids be kids. Let them stab each other. Let them stab. The guy who used to run the NAACP said that yesterday very clearly on CNN. Begin video clip. Cornell William Brooks, civil rights attorney, it is not wrong. It is fact and fact, right for people to ask, is it appropriate? Was it the right thing? Was it a necessary thing for police officer within minutes or pulling out his gun and firing four bullets into a teenager's body? What if it was your daughter? What if it were your child? What if it were a member of your family? Your neighbor? In an essentially a teenage fight, a schoolyard fight? End video clip. Carlson, it's just a schoolyard fight, explains Cornell Brooks. You mean, you didn't go to a school like that where kids were plunging blades into each other's chest? Then you missed out. Joy Reid, the race lady over at MSNBC, has lived what seems like an unusually privileged life. She grew up in Denver, the daughter of a professor. Then she went to Harvard where she studied something called visual arts. So she is a confirmed member of the top 1%. But even so, Joy Reid saw an awful lot of knife fights going to school, because that's just how schools are. Begin video clip. Joy Reid, MSNBC host, I remember fights in even high school or even younger than that, where a kid brought a penknife or something to school and teachers were able to defuse that. They didn't have guns. End video clip. Carlson, yes. You should have seen Brooks' house at Harvard. It was just splattered with blood. So stabbing people isn't a big deal, says Joy Reid. If you think it is, if you have a problem with kids committing violence on your street or in your school, the problem isn't them. The problem is you. You're the criminal. You're a racist. As the mayor of Columbus, Ohio, a Democrat called Andrew Ginther put it right after the shooting, quote, "How did we get here? This is a failure on the part of our community. Some are guilty, but all of us are responsible." But wait a second, you might be asking yourself, my kid didn't try and stab anyone. In fact, my kid could have been stabbed. So how am I responsible for any of this? I pay my taxes. I try to be a decent parent. I make an attempt to go to the games and have dinner with the family, and now I'm, quote, responsible for attempted murder. How does that work exactly? Why don't you explain it to us? Well, it works by the magic of systemic racism. Systemic racism is the means by which you get blamed for things you had nothing to do with. Joe Biden's frowny little flack made that point immediately after this happened in Columbus. In response, she said the White House will work, quote, to address systemic racism and implicit bias head on. Whose? Yours. Your racism. Your bias. That's what caused this. That's right. Agreed longtime Obama backman, Valerie Jarrett, who just had a quick break from getting rich to set America straight about what really happened in Columbus, Ohio. Demand accountability, she wrote, fight for justice. Let them use knives, or else. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.